Dean of the Silver Public Library Board of Trustees. And present are, I'll start with you.
Manuela Smith.
Jeannie Lively.
Jamie Alvarez.
Nancy Mackey.
Barbara Morris.
Susan Starnes.
Bill Kennison.
All right. And we do not have public anyone here who would like to speak. So we'll go to the canvas results. We had our election. 107. And Jeannie has the results of that. And we will certify it. All right. Let's begin.
So these are the official results by precinct of the election on May 7th for the Salado Public Library District Board of Trustees. We ask voters to vote for two people. I will just read each precinct and the numbers and the totals, and then we'll go from there. In the election, a total of 3,283 people voted. Our early voting and absentee voting. In Precinct 203, the votes were as follows. Susan Starnes, 169. Nancy Mackey, 196. Teresa Howard, 130. Undervote, 281. Early voting and absentee voting, Precinct 213. Susan Starnes, 485. Nancy Mackey, 509. Teresa Howard, 361. Undervote, 387. On Election Day, Precinct 203, Susan Starnes, 56, Nancy Mackey, 47, Teresa Howard, 41, undervote, 120. Election Day, Precinct 213, Susan Starnes, 106, Nancy Mackey, 133, Teresa Howard, 104, undervote 158. The total votes for each candidate, which is early voting and absentee voting and election day voting, is Susan Starnes, 816. Nancy Mackey, 885. Teresa Howard, 636. Undervote, 946. As I said earlier, 3,283 people voted total.
What is undervote?
Undervote means they either did not vote in the race or they only voted for one person.
Okay.
And my understanding from my research and talking to people is that if they voted for just the one person, that vote was counted.
Do we have a motion to accept the election results?
I'll make the motion to accept them as read by Jeannie.
Second.
I second.
All in favor?
Unknown caller.
Sorry.
Did we get the vote?
Yes. I'm distracted from you. All right. Let's have a vote. Who is in favor? Say aye.
Aye.
Did we just do that?
We just did it.
All right. They felt like we did. All right.
So now there's some paperwork that needs to be done.
So we prepared the cover.
This is too bad. I'm sorry.
We prepared a couple of certificates to be signed by the presiding officer of the canvassing authority, and they read in the name and the authority of the state of Texas, this is to certify that at a general election held on May 7th, 2022, Susan Starnes was duly elected to Salado Public Library Board of Trustees in testimony whereof I have hereunto signed my name on this 16th day of May 2022. And that's for you to sign. And then the same thing for Nancy, in the name and the authority of the state of Texas. This is to certify that at a general election held on May 7th, 2022, Nancy Mills Mackey was duly elected to Salado Public Library Board of Trustees. In testimony whereof, I have hereunto signed my name on this 16th day of May 2022.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And then I had both of them sign the oath of office. If you could just say your name, in the name and by the authority of the state of Texas, I,
Nancy Mills Mackey,
do solemnly swear that I will faithfully execute the duties of the office of Salado Public Library Board of Trustees of the state of Texas, and will to the best of my ability preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution and laws of the United States and of this state. So help me God.
So help me God.
Okay, and everything is signed. So, welcome.
Congratulations.
Okay.
I didn't either, Bill. Okay.
Several of us.
It's all right.
I just slid in quietly.
What are we calling those certificates? I just put
Certificate of Election.
Certificate of Election.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the official name.
Okay. Okay, it's time for us to elect officers for the coming year. We will entertain a motion. We're going to begin with President. Do we have a nomination for President?
I move Nancy.
Nancy Mackey. Do I have a second?
I second it.
All in favor? All right, Nancy, it's all yours.
Thanks.
And you can take it from there if you will and do the other. I think that's what we're supposed to do, isn't it? The minute she's.
Okay. Oh, I take it from here.
I think you take it from here.
Oh, well, the president.
Oh, okay. Okay, so next would be. Nomination for Vice President, and who had agreed to be Vice President?
I will nominate.
Okay.
Amy.
Okay.
What? I second it.
Okay. All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. So, congratulations. All right. Next would be. Secretary?
I nominate Barbara Parks.
Barbara? Sorry, you're stuck to the
beginning. I know.
As long as you guys are patient with me.
All right, I'll second that. All in favor?
Aye.
And Treasurer? I nominate Joycelyn Miller. Her second.
My second.
All in favor?
Aye.
And do we vote for the at-large member?
No.
No.
Not just.
They're just by default, they're at-large.
They're it, yeah.
Okay. So that means, Susan, you're the at-large member.
You'll love it.
And I want to say thank you to Bill for your years of service and devotion.
Much appreciated.
Yes, but you deserve more thanks. Thank you so much. We really appreciate your passion for the library and your wise guidance and counsel. Thank you so much. Okay.
April 18th meeting. Did anybody have any, did y'all all have a chance to look at the minutes? Were there any changes, corrections?
No, Shannon, I have a question that I wanted to bring up. One of the questions was the no public comment on number two. So she had asked me why I didn't include the people that were here. And I just thought they didn't make comments, so why include them? So I just wasn't sure how you guys felt about that, or...
You mean, like, include their names?
Yeah, that they were present.
That they were present. I thought that you acknowledge everyone that was present at a meeting.
Well, not necessarily. The village doesn't do that. All those people that are sitting out there, it's the ones, only ones that recognize are the ones that sign up to speak.
Okay.
And I'm sure that's following some kind of open meeting guidance.
Mm-hmm. And then the last thing I wanted to, and I wrote in my notes what we were going to do this time, but the recognition of the room and Bill's name.
Yes.
We were going to do that this meeting, right? Or no, we did that last meeting.
We did that. Less. We still need to get the plaques about it.
Okay, maybe that's
it.
As soon as it's in, I'll call you and we'll get your picture.
Okay.
All right. Treasurer's report. Oh, there are no corrections to the minutes, so they'll stand as treasurer's report. You should have it in your packet. The balance as of April, end of April, was the checking account balance was $253,256.25. Our current bank account balance as of, I think that was Saturday, I don't remember the 14th, yeah, that would have been Saturday, $316,550.69. Our sales tax that came in May was $62,686.65, and that's an increase of 18.27% over last year, which was $53,001.96. Our cumulative sales tax to date is $470,579.27. We had budgeted $464,400. So right now we're at 101.33% of what we budgeted. We should be at least at 75%. So as you can see, we're quite a bit over. Our expenses year to date are $293,443.70, and we had budgeted at this point to be at $307,131.01. So we are under budget by $13,687.31. We have spent a total percentage of the amount we budgeted. We budgeted expenses of $419,371. We have now spent 69.97% of our budget, and at this time in the year we should be at 66.66%. So we're just a hair over. Our CD investments at this point total $280,580.42. Our rental year-to-date rental net is $11,287.64. And y'all can look at that. Any questions on the treasurer's report? Questions? Okay, and we'll accept that subject for audit. Have a report as far as approving a hiring of a roofing company to repair
yes.
the Mill Creek property. I'm assuming this is hail damage from the hail,
yes.
from the tornado and hailstorm on April 12th.
Yes, that's what this is. TML, which is our insurance company, called me like the day after when business was back open and talked with me, and they sent out an adjuster to look at everything, and he came back with his report and of how much he thought of what he thought needed to be repaired. And he said that he believed that the library roof is okay, but that we do need to replace the roof on the duplex 26 and 28 Mill Creek. He came up, and then we also need to replace the air conditioner that is at bookends, that needs to be replaced. And he came back with the total, and TML, basically, I've got it right here, they wrote us a check for $20,732.39 to cover everything. I have not deposited it yet. I still have it. I asked Larry Barrier, who is the property manager for Mill Creek, to get me three bids because, according to our policy, anything between $10,000 and $25,000, we collect three bids, sealed bids, and then at a board meeting, they're presented and the board votes on them. He got three bids for me. Each one is in here. And we will look at them, and you know, the board votes on what they want, who they want to go with. I will contact Larry and he will get it set up. Just to let you know, he thinks it's between 6 to 8 weeks before they'll be able to start work, just because there's so much going on.
Is there any actual holes in the roof where it would?
No, he said no. He said that it would be okay, that there was no leakage or anything.
Okay.
So
deductible?
The deductible was figured in to the, we had like $1,000, I think, and that was figured in. So all that's, it covered everything. So once we decide, I'll tell Larry and he'll get in touch with whoever. And then then I can deposit the check at that point, and that check covers this work.
What is the recoverable, amount that they hold out that we can recover later?
I'm not sure on that.
It sounded like she said it's the total amount.
Yeah.
They usually hold out some portion of it, which is the deductible and the amount that is,
okay.
You know, depreciation. That's what I'm trying to say, depreciation.
Okay. Let me just read through real fast.
Okay.
Sorry. You know, I'm going to have to look at that. I'm not sure.
Okay.
I don't want to, I'm afraid I'll give you wrong numbers here.
That's all right.
Total recoverable depreciation?
Yeah.
For 26, 28, $1,615.61 is what's on this summary for 26 and 28.
Okay.
The you know, and they said less deductible is $1,000. So
26
for the Mill Creek. Yeah.
We can get that back. That $1,600.
Okay.
Get that back too.
Okay. So
just have to tell them when the work's completed, we'll get that
extra
bit back.
Okay. All right. So if you're ready, I can open the bids here.
Christmas.
I know. This is a bid from Bird Creek Roofing, and their bid is for $14,720.
$14,720.
And this is, you know, just the roof, just the.
Does it say what the guarantee? If there's a lifetime guarantee, 30-year guarantee, does it say what the warranty is on it?
Lifetime, limited lifetime warranty. It doesn't say any more detail than limited lifetime warranty.
Okay.
5-year workmanship warranty. I haven't looked at these, so I'm having to. So 5-year workmanship warranty and then limited lifetime.
Okay.
And Larry had the estimate and everything when he talked to them that the adjuster gave us so that they knew what we were looking at.
What materials.
Yeah. Got it actually sealed. This is R&R Roofing, and theirs is $15,250, 5-year warranty.
On workmanship, or?
It does not say workmanship. It just says 5-year warranty.
Okay.
That's R&R.
And are these companies out of, are they local?
They've been working here. They're certified or whatever it is with the village to be able to work here. With the other buildings that he manages, he's been working with all of these companies. So they're should be good to go as far as Salado is concerned. And the last one is Ron Bickle Roofing. And that is $17,275 with the shingles are 30-year dimensional shingles. I'm not seeing actual warranty listed. So those are the three. These are three that Larry has worked with, and he thinks they're good. So,
do you have the addresses on there for him?
Yes, I do.
What is Bird Creek Roofing out of? What's the town?
Yeah.
And so is Ron Bickle.
And Ron Bickle and R&R. There's actually not an address for R&R on this one.
That's concerning.
It's a 493 number.
Well, that doesn't mean anything.
That's true.
Yeah. Ron Bickle was Temple.
Temple in Bird Creek.
You know, Travis, the minister at the Baptist Church, former minister, is with Bird Creek.
Okay.
At least we know somebody there.
It's only listed R&R Industries, LLC, out of Temple. It says they're a roofing contractor.
Okay.
What's the phone number?
760-6074. Is that what you have?
It's not the same.
Oh, okay.
And that doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
Did
you say it was?
R&R? It's R&R Industries, LLC. And it says it's a working contractor at Temple.
All three from Temple, then. We have some local people.
Well, I mean, we could ask him if you want to.
But the property manager has worked with these.
Right. He has worked with all three of these, yes.
Yeah.
So the phone number that you had doesn't match them.
No, but I don't think that means anything.
No.
Just because it might be a cell phone.
Sure.
Or
yeah.
I mean, he's a contractor.
Well, I don't have any we have any information on Bird Creek, the low bid, as far as what their rating is. Is there a Better Business Bureau rating? Or
I can research it.
What's the pleasure of the board? Do y'all want to vote on one of these?
I think we need to research. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Since we don't, none of us has any personal experience with any of these, right?
Right.
My neighbor worked for Ron Bickle before he died, and so that's why I knew about that, but that's been 10 years ago.
The only thing on Bird Creek Roofing, it has 19 Google reviews at 4.4. It says they're 7+ years of business, and they actually have a website.
Did R&R have a
Brady?
No.
Okay. Yep. Go ahead. For R&R, they don't have a website, but it shows five on Google reviews out of 537 reviews and 15 plus years in service. But it just shows, like, it shows a picture of their billboard and stuff. It doesn't show. There's no website.
I think we need a clarification on the 5-year warranty. Because 5-year workmanship is normal. But that's definitely not normal for materials.
Usually it's 30 years.
And we just had ours done 2 years ago, and they had, they stopped doing as many, they're not saying ours were like 40 or something, and they said 30 was the limit now. They don't do it more than 30, so even though the materials are just as good as they were when they said 40, but they aren't, maybe they aren't allowed to say it anymore.
I just like to make sure they're bonded. And
okay.
Ron Bickle only has one Google review, but his website says he's an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau.
He's been in business a long time, at least 20 years.
He's touting veteran-owned business. 2017 Angeles Super Service Award.
They do everything.
All right, so we'll do a little more research on those before voting, and we'll either get back to you electronically, or we'll vote on it next month. I don't think there's any, it's just a year. We have to have the work done. Usually it's required to have the work done within 1 year of when we get the insurance check and the report from the adjuster.
Okay. Maybe kind of like they said more about the warranty, but I was also thinking, I guess the one that showed the shingles, like, is there a difference in the material that they're using for the shingles? So to find that out too.
Okay.
Yeah, you do need to know that.
Okay. Yeah. Now Ron Bickle's more detailed than the others are. It's their Owens Corning shingles, and he even has the color. It's driftwood. You know. But okay. So more information on the shingles.
Yeah, I want to make sure that materials they're quoting are the same materials that the adjuster specified.
Okay.
Okay, so also the insurance company said that we need to replace the air conditioner.
In bookends, yeah.
Okay, and that's because it had hail damage?
Or? That's what he's saying. Yeah.
Okay. So
that's just like a window unit. It's not like big system. It's just the window.
Gotcha.
So
extra, so 5,000 or 3,000 from what we got from the insurance would probably pay for that.
Yes.
Did he put in there a specific amount for the IC unit?
Clearly, that's no cost.
No. Yeah, I mean, he didn't put much. There wasn't much.
Probably $300 to $500 coverage.
Yeah.
It's just a one room unit.
Can we find out what the limited?
400. What? Yeah, what limited means?
Yeah.
Do we have a heating unit in that as well?
Yes, the you're talking about the bookends. It had both heating and cooling.
I was going to have to say that because that's what we put in this workshop, and it's very nice to have.
For this one, for the air conditioner, it looks like you said $397.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Kind of surprising that it's going to happen.
Yeah, so.
Okay. All right. We don't have to get three bids on that, do we?
No.
No, just.
Gosh, is there anything over 10,000?
Yeah, between 10 and 25, we have to.
All right. All right, so we're going to table the vote on that till we have more information. Director's report.
Okay. So Julie's here today because I wanted her to present. She has more information on summer reading than I do. I'll do my part first and then Julie. So our April statistics, our circulation of April of 2022 is 47% higher than April of 2021. Electronic material circulation was 24% higher than April of last year. It was 468 over 376. This last April, we added 58 new patrons. April of last year, we had 31 new patrons. We had 199 computer users this last April, over 118 last April. Our website users, 889 April 22, 822 for April of 2021. The actual number of sessions was the exact same. No difference. That report right there, that's Google Analytics, and it's always a learning curve for me. We added 40 new books for the adult collection, 15 magazines and 5 DVDs, and then 8 children's books. We didn't add any new YA materials. Our April activities included the our regular schedule of activities, you know, story time, book clubs, writers groups, the teen hangouts, all of that. But we did have a one-time informational event for adults, which was composting for the home gardener. Master Gardener Wayne Scherner, who's presented some other programs here, presented this. He's he does a lot of programs, if you look him up, through the Agricultural A&M Extension Service. 9 people attended. And basically, it was composting for beginners, what it was. Upcoming events in June, we have our regulars, adult craft groups, the daytime group that Susan leads. I'm not sure about the evening group. I think we're not having that. Or
in June?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, we have some other things.
So yeah, so that's kind of summer reading a little bit there. Of course, Teen Writing Club, Dungeons and Dragons will keep meeting. Our story times, all of our book clubs, the Monday Book Club, the Thursday Book Club, and True Crime. On Pins and Needles, which is another one that Susan leads, is on Tuesdays at 10 a.m. And Music Munchkins is going pretty strong. That's for the littles up through, you know, just little ones, pre-K, and they do listen to music and they dance and their parents, you know, kind of play with them. And so that's been picking up, and so that will continue. That's always twice a month. The 15th and 29th. And then summer reading starts in June. Registration for summer reading starts May 23rd. And we're asking that people come in and register. And you'll see why. I want to have Julie make the presentation on that.
I'm just going to give you our summer reading calendars. We have a lot of fun stuff planned for all ages this year. Probably be calling it Summer Reading Challenge instead of Summer Reading Program. A lot of people tend to think that it's more of a tutorial program if we call it a program. So we're going to call it a challenge instead. So as far as our activities, we have 22 scheduled children's activities during the 6-week span. We have 11 teen activities and 9 adult activities.
The adult activities are kind of new things that we're bringing in. We'll have a weekly presentation by some outside community members. We've got somebody coming in to do a presentation on metal detecting, and these will be during the evening so that people who do work during the day can come. We have Katie Hill and her crew are going to come in and talk about brewing beer, and they'll be doing like a beer making 101 kind of session. We have a paranormal investigator coming in. He's out of Temple, a young guy who's been doing this for a while, just for some fun stuff. I'm going to be doing some craft activities with adults also. We're adding, for the summer program, we're adding an evening family story time on Tuesday evenings. So even though the library will technically be closed, we will have participants come in this side door here and come in for their programs. So we've got a lot of things going on, kids' movies, an adult movie, all sorts of interesting things. As far as the actual reading challenge, we've got punch cards for everybody to keep track of their reading. We're doing it by minutes or hours according to the ages. As they turn in their punch cards, they will be given a raffle ticket. We'll have one raffle at the end of the summer. And, sorry, at the end of the program, which is like July 18th, somewhere around there. We've got just a big gift basket for littles. It's got all sorts of fun summertime things. We sort of went with the summer fun kind of theme. So it's got sprinkler toys and water balloons and beach towels and all of that kind of stuff. Same thing. Actually, we have four different prize baskets. We've got one for the little bitties and then one for elementary school age kids, a teen basket, and then an adult basket also. The adult basket has, again, summer fun things in it. We've got a cornhole game set. We've got a Cabela's gift card. Just all sorts of fun things that you can do with the family outside. So it also includes books and things like that. So we've got just about all of those facets covered. We just received our free Whataburger coupons for the kids. Whataburger every year donates about 300 free Whataburger Junior coupons. So we give those out to all of the kids who sign up for the program and also kids who come into the craft sessions and things like that. Sonic has also promised to give us some freebie coupons. I suspect those will be for ice cream cones, but I'm not sure yet. So everybody who registers for summer reading will get a bag. So these are the bags for the little kids. It says all the cool kids are reading, and it's just a cinch bag that they can take. So everybody who registers will get one of those. That's up through elementary. The teens also have a cinch bag. It says word books are just word tacos. And then the adult bag also is just a regular carry bag, but it also says books are just word tacos. So make sure you sign up for summer reading so you can get your really cool bag.
Well, it sounds like you all are hot.
Yeah, we've got all sorts of stuff planned, and we will be doing some pop-up events also. Just simple things like chalk the walk, like we did during spring break. A lot of kids came out, and we just put out our buckets of colored chalk, and they drew all sorts of fun pictures on the sidewalk. So we'll be doing things like that, too.
Wonderful.
Questions? So we're not going to have like a big program like we did where these are going to be smaller programs.
Yes. Smaller programs, we're not paying outside performers. We're using the money for, for basically supplies for whatever crafts and things we're doing, and then the prizes for the end of the program. So,
is that because of we're still thinking in terms of COVID and pandemic and?
Well, not necessarily. We had, I know that it had been tradition to bring in performers from outside. And the first couple of years that I was here and we did that, attendance was way down. So I decided to go ahead and use it, just, you know, money directly on the kids and the participants and having all of the supplies and things necessary for them. So no outside performers.
Do you have a kind of a guesstimate of how many kids you think will be?
I do not remember how many we had last year, how many children signed up last year, but I know it was over 200. So the attendance at the programs is always really strong for June. And then in July, families start taking their vacations and it really tapers off. So we decided just to do the 6-week program. So that way we're not spending a lot of extra money on, you know, all these supplies and then nobody shows up. So we do know that it tapers off quite a bit.
Okay.
So. Cool. Thank you.
Anybody have any questions?
Thank you.
And Monday, the 30th, we are closed. It's Memorial Day. Just a reminder. And that's it.
The friends did meet. Do you know what they...
Uh-huh.
It was there, Susan, weren't you?
Yeah. So if I forget something... Yeah. We talked about, I think the biggest thing that we talked about are two things. One, looking at the list, there's 185 people. And looking at the list, just it's been a while since they've gone through to see who's still, yeah, and do we, who's still around, do we have the right contact information and all that. And then also there was some talk, I think Susan kind of floated the idea of having an event for the friends of the library to both recruit and have current members come in and just make contact with everybody.
We're trying to think of some way, and I think what we decided was to break down 185 amongst all of us on the board, and we think it'd be about 18 people apiece. We call them and see if we could get a hold of them so that we can try to invite them to something and to see if we can update their information and see if they still want to be a member or friend and if they want to change what they want to volunteer for or anything. Just kind of touch base and see what we can do with them, because it was brought up that the farmer's market is where we usually have food at the library and the food. And I think you all were doing it twice a month, but
you do it once.
Change it to once a month. And to try to keep the librarians in-house where they need to be, that maybe the friends could take over and do the booth. And I got a couple of people to come in to help, but I need to know dates as to when you decided with KD which weekend of each month.
Yeah, I'll be taking care of that. So tomorrow I can have those dates for you tomorrow.
Okay.
We talked about the date.
And I had gone through that list and updated it right before I left the Friends Board, so that's probably, what, a year ago?
Yeah.
And so we're back in October or something, September, October.
It's been a little while.
Yeah. So it's not too bad. I took off, like, bad emails and stuff like that.
Okay. We were noting that none were coming back. But the thing is, are they going to spam and they're not seeing them? Or that's,
yeah,
why I thought maybe a phone call.
If they were bouncing back as a bad email, I just deleted that email from the list.
Okay.
And the ones that had phone numbers, that I had phone numbers for, in future, it would be my suggestion to put the phone number and the email. They were just putting, initially, way back when, they started with just the emails, but then when longer working, you can't pick up the phone and call them and say,
what are you doing now?
Yeah. So that presents a problem. So there were some I took off because I knew they'd died. Some I took off because I knew they'd moved away. And, you know, I updated it as best I could. If there was a phone number and it was a bad email, I called them and got a new email for them. It's not too terribly. It's
185. It's a lot of people.
Yeah.
It's the same people that are volunteering at the library all the time. We need to get those people to. They signed up and said they wanted to help, so we need to.
Yeah.
Get them to go.
And one other thing, Colleen, who is overseeing, and I just blanked on her last name, but
Greer
is going to be moving, and she was the one managing or overseeing bookends. Now we have a really, really good worker in there, Judith, who's just, she retired actually from Temple Public Library, and she comes up there and she works, and she's really good, and they're going to be talking with her about I think Colleen was going to talk with her about whether or not she would want to step in to that role. And I have not heard what the results of that conversation is yet. So,
you want us to call Colleen?
Oh, I think Mary and Mary French, who's the president, I think she's... And we see Colleen, so... I think we're okay on it.
Okay. Agenda items for the June board meeting. Anybody?
Begin the budget process.
Gosh. My favorite thing.
Except it's treasurer and library director, and so it's...
Yay!
I'm on a big learning curve.
So. Yeah. Yeah, you and I need to get together. Okay. All right.
And the roof. Do you want me to?
Yeah, and the roof.
Okay.
And what else? Anything else?
It will be the regular date next, the fourth Monday, next Monday in June, unless the board votes otherwise.
Okay. And let's see, that's April, May, June, so July will be the quarterly report.
Yes, it's June 27th.
Yeah. The quarterly report will be in July. Yeah. Because it has to be April, May, June. So you have to finish June, so it'll have to be July. Okay. All right. Anything else? Being no other business. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
I move to adjourn.
I second it. All in favor?
Aye.